Shami Brachos Stap Mem Beis. The Mishnah, the end of Mem Aleph and Beis, discusses the halakas of a Tumas Keri. As we said already in the Mishnah earlier, we talked about the concept of the Takanas Ezra, that Memela, that a person that saw Keri has to be Toivel before they could learn Torah or Davin, Krishma or Tefillah. And we discussed that time somewhat about Arichas, Machlokas, whether it applies today or not, whether it was Mavato or not. We had several Shikas. So the Mishnah continues on that theme, discussing the Inya, same Machlokas, Tanoyim, Nogea to Tfilas Ezra. But here the case is a little bit more complicated. Mishnah talks about Zov Shekara, give several examples, several cases. Zov Shekara Keri. Zov who had a Keri, who had a Tumas Keri, who had a Riyah of Keri. Again, even, what's the point? Or neither Shepard, that's case number one. Case number one is, even though Tumas Zava, Tumas Ziva is a very serious Tumah Chamura, and you have to have 7 days, you have to be Tova B'mikvah. However, what happened is, he was also, had a Keri, so Keri. So we have to kind of say, Ezra, let's say that she has to go to the mikvah, he has to go to the mikvah, she has to go to the mikvah, if you came and want to daven. But why would you have to go to the mikvah if you have a much more serious tum anyway, you won't become a tar. So the Gemara is going to discuss the case, and we're always going to have several possibilities of what the case is, whether you had opportunity to be tovel for Keri before you became Zav, or afterwards, or not, the Gemara is going to question. But here it says that even a Zav, that saw Keri, even though you have a tum Zav, you still need to go to the mikvah in order to be able to daven. Case number one. Case number two, Nidra Polta Shikvazera. Nidra that went and had after Bia, she was Polta Zera. Zera comes out of her. Zera that came into her Bashaz Bia is Polta. It could happen for 3 days that it comes out. Then she becomes a Tumas Keri and she needs to have, again, a Tefillah. And again, we didn't derise her. She has to be Tovel. Anyway, she has to be Tovel. But here, this came, Potas Shekhazera, so now the question is she have also then Tumas Keri? Does she have to be Tovel in the Mikvah? Ask Keri, Tumas Ezra, the Kanes Ezra. Or Vamashamish was a Nida. A woman who was Bashash Tashmish, she became a Nida. A very complicated case in Masechus Nida, where a woman was mutter to her husband, Bashash Bia started, and then Bashash Bia, she Sevameshes, right after Bia completed, was finished, she became a Nida. The question is, was she Nida before or not? Is a Sigya Richter and a Sekhaz Nida. But the point over here is that, again, since she has this Tumah Chamura, but she also had Tumas Keri, does she require Tefillah or not? So Trichon Tefillah, Tana of the Mishnah, Paskins, in all these three cases, even though there's a Tumah Chamura, and she won't become, he or she won't become Tar, by Tefillah B'Keri, because of the larger Tumah that exists, still halacha is, she still, Tanakama holds, he or she still has to go into the mikvah for Takanis Ezra to be Tovel, to remove the Tumas Keri. So the Gemara says, this is the Haltana Shita the Tanakama. On all these three cases, Aruda Paita, Fruda says, the woman does not, he or she does not have to go to be Tovel if you have a more Tumadika Kamura. You don't have to be Tovel in the mikvah. And the question is, why not? The Gemara is going to have somewhat of a detail, different possibilities to what case are you speaking about. But the pashas of the Mishnah is part of tefillah, because Lamaisa, whether he holds that in such a case there's no tefillah necessary because she has a Tumah Chamura, or there's a view the Shita is that there's no Tumas Ezra Beklal, no tefillah Ezra, he doesn't accept it, the Takana. He disagrees with the whole thing and says that there is no din of that. Again, why not? So the Moshe says, because it's at the Kanashen Rovat Sibu Yechol Lamed, but it's too difficult for the Tzibu to be Mamed, and therefore they were not Makabel. We had a Shita earlier. They were not Makabel, the Cholal, the Shita, the Tzibu wasn't Makabel, the Kanashen, or the Halacha is that we're Makel today, we don't do it. Says the Gemara, what's the Shita of Rav Yehuda that he's part of? Where I ask, Ad Kedoin Zav Shura Keri. That Rav Yehuda says that you putter, we know that in a situation as where the Zav who later had a tumas keri, in such a case, it would be considered the tar. Afilu keri shara zav. But what about a case where a person was first a keri and then became a zav? Would we say in that shaila as well that Rav Yehuda would agree that you point there as well? In other words, we understand that the local kiddush is Rav Yehuda. When we ask the shaila, and we say that you had zav before tumas keri, we understand that you're potter, because it doesn't help because you have tumas keri, you have a tumah kamura on you. However, in a case where you were about keri shiraza, your first word, tumas keri, and then you had a zav. So in such a case, do we say that that you would require a safgan? Do we say that over here, you could have been tovel for the tumas keri before you became a zav? So therefore, do you require now to be tovel for this tumah? Now, even though you're a zav, but there was a time that you could have been tovel. Are you allowed to be tovel now? That's a shaila. Says the Gemara, Nishma min adol. L'chor, we can be pushing the shaila from our own Mishnah. Meshameshesh, tzurasa nida tzricha duyla. A person who was tashmish, and then she became a nida, she has to go into a mikvah. You're the putter, this is putter there. So you see the fact that he's putter over there, vice dies, even though you have a tumah chamura. And even though the halacha could be the case over here is where she was mamamesha, so she had tumas keri before she became a nida. That's clearly the case of the second case of the Mishnah. Yet Rita Parter there as well. So vice dies, therefore, that's a pshat of you. You wanted to know, does Rita only speak about a case where the tumas kamura came before? But what about the other way around? For the Mishnah, you see, that doesn't make a difference. Rita's Parter, whether the tumas keri came first or the tumas zav came first, it does not make a difference. Zakta Gemara, my time Rav Yehuda. One wants to know, what's the time? Why does Rav Yehuda matter? And the Gemara has tutzad. Misha ma'moyel u'shev tovel. Can you say the reason why he says you don't need it? Because what's the purpose of going to tefillah for? Because you already had that tumah kamuri, tumah ziva. You had a tumah ziva, so what's going to mikvah for? You're not tar anyway. So what's the point of that? There's no, the whole takana of Ezra doesn't make any sense. Odilma, we say no, shame, shame, tumul kale etel tumul kamura. Maybe there's no din at all. There's no din tum at all. In other words, what's the shaila? The shaila is, do we say that, and we're going to see what the nafkamina is, do we say that really you, because of the tumul kamura, there is never a tumus kala? Therefore, you never had a tumas keri. Therefore, you never needed tefillas ezra because you never were, because your tumas kamura took out, became the force, became a stronger force. It doesn't let the tumas keri come into effect. Or do we say no, that it does come into effect, but what purpose, there's no point in being tovel because tovel is the shame tyra, and you can never become tyra. So memela, therefore, that's why the halakha would be that there's a reudus partner. So two different reasons why to understand the lumness of Rav Yehuda's potter. That's the Gemara Shai. My town Rav Yehuda, which side is it, do we say? It's like the Gemara, my nafka b'neya. What's the difference between them? Either way, Rav Yehuda's potter. So what's the difference whether, which case it is? My nafka b'neya. Or my b'hani b'hani time. The Gemara Shai, what's the Haredim says, Pnei Moshe says, what's the difference of these two reasons? What's the purpose of it? What's the purpose of both of them would be the same alava? Mar says, no, Rav Keri, the difference would be if a person went ahead and Surah Keri, then the question is, then he became Tumazov in time a Mamoil Shu Tovel. If you say, Yudah says, what's the purpose of being Tovel? Because you already considered Tome and the Tumah would help you. Mamoil does help. What does it help? It helps for the little time before you became a Zav. In other words, if you say the Svara is, what good does it do because now you're Tumazov? And or do we say that no, that tumah kamura doesn't let the tumas kala come in? You never tumas up to begin. You never tumas carry to begin with. Was it mizanaf kamina? Because in a case where you became a carry and then you became a zav, so then the question is: so now you can't say ma'moyel. What does it help? It helps. It helps that if you were toivel in that time between the tumas carry and becoming a zav, it would help over there. If you say that it doesn't exist at all, it knocks out, there's no tumas keri at all, it's okay, so then an economy. But if you say that it does help, the only thing is that what the good is the tefillah, because you not have tumas zav, it does help. It moil, it helps between that period, ben gavra le gavra. So Gemara says, I'll bring a raya, letemel meshomel, netomekal etz mokumra. Can't be the svara is because tumas kala, tumas kamura. That won't be the svara. That Gemara says it must be, this is the halacha. That's the proper time. It's because you can't have a tumas kala. It doesn't come, it doesn't take hold. If you have a tumah kamura, it doesn't take hold. This tumah kala will not. Therefore, that's why the halacha would be in such a case, says the Penei Moshe, the Gemara is saying is that in such a case, it would be that you wouldn't apply it. The Gemara said this would be the halacha. So what's the Gemara? The Gemara asks, well, we, says the Penei Moshe, this kind of lashon, the Gemara is used to define the tzad, but this is the Gemara always comes out that this is the maskana. Maskana is that we don't say a tumah kala, this toifes takes hold when you have a tumah kamura. That's the derech of Shas, derech lashon Shas. That's what the Penei Moshe says. So the Gemara says that we say in Akoyin, what about the halacha would be at kedoin shabbos la tumah kala? Another way to explain the kasha. At kedoin shabbos la tumah kala b'soif. Until Navida speaks on a case where you have a tumah kala, and then what happened? You had a tumah kamura, and then a tumah kala came later. So the question is, does it help or not help? I feel the bus like tumah kamura b'soif. But will it apply even when the tumah comes later? First you had a tumah sav. And then you add a tumas light. So then the question is, the afil boso tumah kamur b'sov, does it apply even in such a case when the tumah came later? So in other words, when do you say? Maybe you only say when you had a tumah kala came first. But when a tumah came later, maybe you don't say that you're the potters. There's a different way to learn, different gears to the way to learn the Gemara's catch it to understand you the shita. And the Gemara says, this gear will be placed in the same way. The shema menada, same lashon, mizim, and shakam, and shakam, and shakam, and shakam, and So Hadami, since he is Pater, tells both of them a similar, whether it comes first, it comes later, both of them are the same, and therefore, just like whether the Zav became a carrier or a carrier became a Zav, in either case, if Yehuda is not there and says that it's Pater, that there's no din of whatever. And that's a halacha, look at the last Penei Moshe. He says, my Meshav HaSadam, I'll carry. Halacha would be, it doesn't need Tfilah, but it didn't Rabbi Yehuda. That's the halacha pshuta in the Gemara, and we paskin like a Yehuda that there's no din tefilas tumas to Ezra in either case. Whatever the tumah kamura comes later, the halacha would be that we do not do a tefilah kamura. We'll stop over here.